You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We do want to go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline and bring in super friend of the show, Northeast Ohio native. You see him all over the place. Hosts BattleBots, has a show on ESPN, MLB Network, NFL Network. He really is probably the most successful sportscaster ever from Northeast Ohio. He is Chris Rose. Hi, Chris.
Wow, that was very kind.
You know that's how I feel about you. We argue sometimes on this thing, but you know I love you. You're like a brother.
Apparently he doesn't want to argue anymore.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, give him 90 seconds. Don't worry, Jeff. He'll be there in no time.
True, Chris.
Yes. How are you guys?
We're good. How did Buckeye Nation take the I've been kind of making fun of Ohio State for just saying Buckeye Nation about 1,000 times yesterday.
Yeah.
How'd that story go over in California yesterday with Ohio State changing coaches and Urban Meyer stepping down and retiring? Just curious.
I think that people look at Ohio State out here and they're like, okay, good program, big program, and you know, there are a lot of parallels with USC, right?
Exactly.
Huge traditional program. So they're always, you can't mention Ohio State out here without mentioning kind of USC and kind of where they are. And they're in kind of a weird spot right now. I mean, they just hired Cliff Kingsbury as their offensive coordinator. And there's a lot of people who kind of want him as the head coach. And it's a seismic shift in their offensive philosophy and all that sort of stuff. So they look at Ohio State, I think that they're like, yeah, I mean, they've done what they've done, that Urban Meyer has been a tremendous coach on the field, but a lot of the talk has obviously had to do with what's gone on off of the field with him, and that's a huge part of the story for me.
Can we move on from Ohio State now? Are you okay, Buckeye Nation man?
Well, no, I'm just, it's not about Ohio State, but I also think that it kind of shapes the way we look at football, too, and coaches, even when we talk about the Browns, Chris, and you know, would you want a college coach to be
the head coach of the Browns? No, I mean, everybody's like, well, why doesn't Urban just – there's a few things in play here.
Okay.
None of us really know what he's dealing with health-wise.
Correct.
And they didn't really say yesterday either. You know?
No, and that's his prerogative. I mean, right. We're talking about a person's health here.
Exactly.
So that's between he and his family and his place where he works to support him the best that he can, right? So push that off to the side, and he's got to deal with that. I was disgusted with the way things were handled at the beginning of the year. That's just me. I was not shocked, but disappointed. And to me, that's a big stain. I'm not a huge fan of the college coaching industry anyway. I just think that there's so much seediness that goes on with it. Doesn't mean there aren't good people in charge at certain places. I've gotten to know David Shaw a little bit over the years. He's his top notch of guys you'll ever meet. And I don't put everybody into one basket, but man, it's just, I would have had a hard time inviting that guy into my house after hearing the explanation that we got the first few weeks of the fall season.
I think that's a real interesting and a really accurate point. And
it is for me. Now listen, everybody's different.
No, but I would guess you're not alone, Chris. I would guess you're not alone.
I would hope we're not alone. Like, if, and once again, we don't have all the facts, but I did read the reports to the best of my ability, comb through all the legal jargon, and all I could think about was college coaches are so different than pro coaches. You're dealing with professional men as opposed to 17-year-old kids. You walk into their home and you're supposed to be this trustworthy person who says to the parents, I'm going to help take care of your kid and help shape them. And you're sitting on the couch and there's a kid's sister in the room and you've got a coach that didn't handle a domestic violence issue the right way. I would have a problem with that. I mean, I don't even have a daughter. And it still infuriates me, just because this is just the way I believe things should be done. And I will always, have a great appreciation for the way Urban Meyer coaches football, and especially the way he recruits football players. But that's a big stain on my list, is the way I look at his legacy in Columbus.
How about some Browns?
Let's move on to fun stuff.
There are two things that I'm finding really fascinating, and I think they're going to get more fascinating as we go. Number one, Mike McCarthy let go in Green Bay. So here's your period if you're the Browns and you want to talk about this guy and chat with him, and everybody thinks he's going to be coaching somewhere next year. So he's one aspect of it. And the other is Bruce Arians flat out saying, I have no interest in coaching, unless it's the Browns, and I would really love to coach the Browns. And I think that's really fascinating, but I'm not sure what exactly to think of it. What's the buzz at the NFL Network when it comes to Bruce Arians chatting about the Browns?
Okay, so there's a lot of guys who love him for Baker Mayfield. They just think that he would take that offense into the stratosphere. The thing I worry about, and it's not an age thing with him, it's a health thing. Like, he has missed some time over the last few years dealing with his health. And now if he's straight and he's good to go, and of course we never know, but, you know, if he's good, I want a guy in there I could feel comfortable with for the next 6 or 7 years. And that's the thing that would frighten me the most, is that after 2 years he says, hey, listen, I've come back and it just isn't working.
Had enough.
You know? Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I think he can coach football, if you're asking me that. I mean, I would have complete confidence in him being able to take this team and this offense to where it needs to go.
Is it wrong for him to be saying, I would coach Cleveland while Greg Williams is trying to win the Cleveland job?
No, Greg Williams is trying to win games, and that's fine.
Okay.
That's not, I mean, if Bruce Arians was not publicly politicking and saying that that's the only job I'm interested in, I mean, don't you think John Dorsey would interview him anyway?
Who knows? They may have already talked.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
John Dorsey's not scouring the internet going, oh, wow, look, hey, Bruce Arians wants to chat.
Woo! All right, let's go.
Like, John Dorsey's got a list of guys that he wants to talk with. And my guess is Bruce Arians was on that list. I'm just guessing. So it doesn't matter, and that's the way it goes. That's fine. Greg Williams is worried about the Panthers, and that's all.
Chris, what do we learn about our Cleveland Browns playing against a team that's, you know, won 9 straight on Sunday and is a significantly better defense than they've seen the last three games, I should say?
Yeah, well, I would actually focus a little bit more on the defense to start out with. We need more defensive linemen next to Larry Ogunjobi. We need a much more solid rotation. We're not really good against the run, and that's going to kill us. It just, you know, I mean, teams are just going to keep looking at that, and I don't know why you'd throw the ball 35 times against the Browns. I'd throw it 22 like the Texans did and run it the rest of the time. I mean, that's a demoralizing thing when they're just gashing you for 10, 12 yards of play on the ground. That's a problem. So I think what we learned is we're going to find defensive linemen in free agency or in the draft, and it's a deep, deep draft as far as that goes. So I'd go find somebody in a hurry. As far as the offense, I love the way that Baker bounced back. I like that. And it's okay to get smacked in the mouth. That's why I kind of danced around the whole play. You know, how many times have we talked about the playoffs in the last few weeks?
Pump
right?
the brakes, you said last week, right?
I only said it because you could feel it coming a little bit.
Sure.
We're just not there yet. That's okay. I don't know. I mean, I think we'll still win at least one more game, and maybe it'll come this weekend. Maybe we'll get two. You know, Cincinnati comes to town and all that sort of stuff. I don't know of a lot of teams in the league this year that are going to improve by 5 or 6 wins. And you could make the argument, well, look where you started. You started at 0. You still got to get better. You know, there was a possibility they could have gotten 1 or 2. They've gotten 4. So they've made significant improvements. We have legit players on this team, and now we've just got to get better in a lot of areas.
The whole Kareem Hunt situation is not good, It's stunning to see a 23-year-old maybe throw his career away. I would assume at some point he's going to sign with somebody. Should that team be the Browns?
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, if there's an area, I mean, why? Why would you sign a running back?
Because of this. You can't have too many playmakers. I know you have Nick Chubb. I know you have Duke Johnson. You don't use Duke. And I would think, and I correct me if you disagree with this, if there is a fan base that would embrace a guy, a local guy who has an issue that he's obviously dealing with and did some wrong things here, it would be this fan base embracing a local kid.
Yeah. Well, all right, a few things. Let me deal with the football for just a second. No, I wouldn't bring him in. In fact, I think Nick Chubb could be as good as Kareem Hunt if he were in Kansas City's offense, okay? So that's, to me, that's 1A. That's the football. The personal side of things, I'm staying away from this until things are cleared up. I mean, there's still too many moving parts. I saw the video, and I was disgusted. That's assault. And, you know, I wouldn't want any part of that. I would, if I were an owner, I would not sign off on bringing him in right now. It doesn't mean that he can't be rehabilitated and become a better person in society, because I think ultimately that's the goal. For people that say, well, he should never be allowed to play football again, does that mean that if it happens in the sports casting world with somebody we know, that that person should never be allowed to work again? Does that mean that if it happens with somebody who collects your garbage, that they should never be allowed to work in that field again? I think we have to separate the issues. One is, how do we continue to teach young people right from wrong? How do we do it? Because this kid has a problem. This is not the first assault. And for him to sit in front of Lisa Salters and lie and say, this is not the guy I am, when we now have a second incident on a tape and possibly a third that's been reported, there's something going on with this kid. So how do we make him a better, more productive member of society, right? Let's not just point blame and say he's awful, he's awful, he's awful. How do we help him turn around after taking care of the victim first and foremost? How do we do that? How do we make everybody better? I don't have the answers because I don't work in the field, but I would hope that that's what we're trying to do first and foremost, because to me, the football component is so far down the road.
It's true.
It doesn't even merit a discussion.
Chris, let me throw this last question just because I want to change gears and we only have a couple minutes left. And I want to get to your baseball expertise here as well. What do you think the Indians are going to do here with Kluber, Carrasco, and Bauer?
I still think that those guys are going to get – I think somebody's getting traded out of the front of the rotation, and we've heard the reports over the last couple of days that they're working on an extension with Carrasco with the thought of keeping him, which means that it's either Bauer or Kluber. And Trevor Bauer was actually on our network last week on the show Hot Stove and said it actually is in the Indians' best interest to trade me after this season instead of before this year.
Yeah, we were kind of blown away when he said that. I was like, is this guy, he's like his own general manager. He's got like his own deal.
Listen, I've been around this game an awful long time. I've never heard of a guy think through baseball in terms of how he prepares for game and the economics of the sport the way that Trevor Bauer does. He's
got
some quirks and all sorts of stuff. I find him fascinating and really interesting, so I applaud him for all of that. But I do think, you know, in part because we saw Patrick Corbin sign for $140 million over 6 years yesterday. That's $24 million a year. You can have Corey Kluber, and let's keep in mind, Patrick Corbin has never been a finalist for a Cy Young Award. You could have Corey Kluber for $17 next year. $17 instead of $24. Who are you taking?
Kluber.
Plus, you have the ability to have him for 1, 2, or 3 years at your discretion because you have team options after this. So I think it actually benefits the Indians if their plan is to try and get rid of one of those guys for financial reasons. And I would look at Kluber more so than Bauer for that, in part because I also think Trevor Bauer is a better pitcher right now.
Interesting. Chris, thank you, thank you, thank you. We always appreciate your time. Of course, we watch MLB Network, watch NFL Network, wherever you are. We are following you, the man with the corduroy jacket. Thank you, Chris.
It's my pleasure. I didn't feel like I got a good, you know, workout with you today, Andy. I didn't yell or anything.
No, that's all right. It's no big deal.
It's some great thoughts, though.
I didn't take any. I took one minor university school cheap shot at you. That was it, just now.
Yeah, that's, you know, one a week's good.
But we're still proud of you from here because you're from Cleveland. Thanks, Chris.
Bye, guys.
Goodbye.
Later.
Chris Rose, NFL, MLB Network, nice enough to join us each and every week. And, of course, he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.